The video sharing app TikTok won surprise attention last week when a group of its users claimed to have caused disruption in ticketing for Donald Trump's most recent rally. And we'll talk more about that next time. But the app's awesome powers are not limited to political dark ops. TikTok also has an increasing role in how the global music industry functions. I asked the music and technology researcher Sherry Hu about the influence, commercial and musical, of TikTok. I bet you haven't known
me. Why don't you say so? TikTok is a short-form video app, I think is the simplest way to put it. Any user can download TikTok and start posting their own short-form videos. There's a lot of different like editing and captioning you can do on your videos. One major differentiator with TikTok is that sound and music both play a really important role. A lot of the most popular content on TikTok revolves around music, around whether it's like dance challenges or people just putting a song into really interesting and really funny contexts. I think one really fascinating element of TikTok that I think will have an influence on pop culture in general is the ability of so many people to tell a story in such a short amount of time. Like if you only have 10 to 15 seconds, what's the most interesting narrative you can put together? And you see that in, I guess, the musical snippets or excerpts that gain the most traction. Usually these songs have some kind of drop. A lot of these challenges involve, you know, very unexpectedly or surprisingly changing your look or like changing the kind of dance or activity you're doing from 1 second to the next. What musical elements best serve that? The classic, you know, drop in EDM is really good for that.
So when you say drops are important, can you explain that to people who don't know what a drop is?
The concept of a drop is particularly common and popular in the world of electronic dance music. The interesting thing with electronic music versus pop music is that I guess there isn't like a verse, chorus, you know, verse, bridge, chorus structure. It's mostly kind of periods of low energy that's building up over time, followed by like very sudden drop into very high energy section. And so like what a drop means is that it kind of, yeah, builds up a lot of energy and then kind of all the energy is released into the super, you know, like high energy upbeat, very, you know, very percussive kind of section of release. That isn't quite a chorus. It just refers to, yeah, the levels of energy. So that's what I mean by a drop. I guess just a release of a long buildup of energy over time.
You were using the word challenge, and we know these originally, I suppose, off Facebook, where people were sort of challenged to throw a bucket of ice water over themselves. But that's developed into its own kind of subculture on TikTok, where it's about a conversation. One video talks to the next, and a style or a movement or a choreography develops and gets inflected by different people as it grows.
One small but really important part of TikTok's interface that makes it different from something like YouTube is that you can see like precisely how many videos have been made using a certain sound clip. And it's quite easy. This is probably why TikTok is in more serious licensing talks with all the rights holders in music, is that you can quite easily trace, you know, where the sound featured in a certain video came from and then like co-opt that for your own video in a much easier and smoother way than if you were to do that on YouTube. You'd have to somehow figure out what the song is and then download it and then edit it into your own video. I think, yeah, TikTok centralizes that creative process a lot more smoothly.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take
the story of Old Town Road is so fascinating and like just like checks off all the boxes of a really interesting like breakout story about someone who like was relatively unknown but who just happened to be really savvy with social media, creating the song, this kind of like tongue-in-cheek song just for fun in a way that combined country and hip-hop in this very, you know, tongue-in-cheek way that people hadn't really heard before, like intentionally using dance challenges as the primary marketing vehicle. Even if, you know, only 10 seconds of a song were included in the video, it ended up getting a lot of viral traction. And that was also one of the first examples of people actually being really interested in the song because it wasn't a sound they'd heard before. And so then going to Spotify, Apple Music, and other streaming services and actually streaming the song in full. And then, you know, a major label like Columbia Records noticing Lil Nas X and then signing him to a deal that then went on to break, you know, history on the Billboard charts. Given that TikTok is relatively new, I think we haven't really seen any kind of trajectory like that, at least like from independent to major label history-making artist in a matter of a year.
We are starting to see songs following that path. Songs used in a TikTok challenge and then they go overground. There is something to TikTok like an alternative radio station or a college radio station in that it somehow deals in things that are not part of the mainstream marketplace.
It is more and less powerful than traditional channels like radio. I think it is more powerful in that the forces that determine what go viral and what become the most popular are very much bottom up rather than top down. And by that, I mean, in the wake of Old Town Road, so many major labels are trying to incorporate virality as a marketing strategy, which seems almost like a lost cause because it's really hard to control or even predict, you know, whether something will go viral. But they have to create a TikTok campaign or like a branded hashtag challenge for people to take part in on the app. And then they'll launch it and maybe pay some influencers on the app to do the challenge and promote it to their fans. And so it might get some traction, but it usually dies down within just, you know, a day or a couple of days at most.
Does the way TikTok works begin to shape what people decide to make or release as music?
Oh, absolutely. I've already heard, in a lot of conversations, people are using the phrase like TikTok record. How do we make a TikTok record? How do we make a TikTok song? This is my personal opinion. I don't know if that's like the most effective way to think about it. I think that this is the latest step in a pattern throughout history of artists molding their songs to the most popular technological formats of the time. What's I think especially interesting is that the unit of focus is even shorter because the TikTok video is not 3 minutes long. So if you're trying to maximize virality in some way on TikTok or your chances of going viral, you really only have to think about the specific earworm that you want to be promoting, like the specific 5 second, 10 second lyrical and musical hook. A lot of people have differing opinions on whether that kind of enhances or reduces creativity, but that is very much a reality in terms of how artists are thinking.
Sherry Hu there on TikTok's impact on the music industry. And next time, Aisling Kelleher on TikTok activism.